Good afternoon, blustery and cool, but overall a decent afternoon by November standards across interior New York and New England, as we are sandwiched in between two systems. One's departing over the Maritimes that brought us snow earlier in the week, and the next one currently a weaker system out by the Midwest and approaching the Great Lakes. High pressure in between is in control of our weather with a fair amount of sunshine. Still, a brisk northwest wind flow will keep a chill in the air, but temperatures with a fair amount of sun will make it into the upper 30s to around 40 for an afternoon high. That disturbance in the Midwest will work its way through the Great Lakes tonight. We'll start out clear, then clouds will increase during the overnight period. There could be an initial shot of some light and spotty precipitation by sunrise tomorrow, primarily in the Mohawk Valley, western Catskills, and western Adirondacks, in the form of a few snow showers that could coat the ground. As we head past sunrise, a few snow showers and maybe a little light sleet could fall as the disturbance gets closer. This could coat the ground with a little bit of slippery travel by tomorrow morning, but this storm not very powerful, so I think precipitation at best will be light and spotty. In fact, as temperatures climb above freezing during the daylight hours on Thanksgiving Day, we'll have a transition to just plain rain and snow showers with highs again in the upper 30s. A couple more very weak disturbances will move through the region on Friday and Saturday, keeping skies mostly cloudy, and there could be a few passing rain or snow showers from time to time with highs in the lower 40s. Right now it looks dry on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s and staying in the 40s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. Another disturbance will approach on Tuesday with a chance of some late day rain showers as highs will push into the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wintry mix of precipitation will continue to develop to the north of a weakening storm system lifting out of the central plains, impacting portions of the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. Snow and ice accumulations are expected to be relatively light with this weakening system, but could still make for hazardous road conditions during a busy Thanksgiving travel week. Winter weather advisories have been issued for eastern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the UP of Michigan. Farther south, showers and thunderstorms developing ahead of an associated cold front will move eastward through the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley today and will unfortunately diminish once the boundary reaches the drought-stricken areas of the southeast tomorrow. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Otto, located about 185 miles east-northeast of Limon, Costa Rica. Otto is moving toward the west-northwest near 5 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through the day today. A turn toward the west and an increase in forward speed is expected tonight and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Otto will move offshore near the Nicaragua-Costa Rica border tomorrow and reach the Pacific coast of southern Nicaragua or northern Costa Rica on Thursday night or Friday. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 70 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Otto is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall tomorrow, with weakening forecast after the center moves inland. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Costa Rica and Nicaragua. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 3 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, mid-40s, sunny and breezy in Boston in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high, 72, set in 1931, and the record low, 5, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m., 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, still a bit blustery today, with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, still a bit breezy today, with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, A mix of sun and clouds, still a bit blustery today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight, with a chance of a little light snow towards sunrise, with lows in the middle to upper 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, still a bit blustery in the middle to upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit blustery today with highs in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a little light snow, perhaps some sleet first thing in the morning, then scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Friday and Saturday with a few scattered light rain and snow showers, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Sunday. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-40s Monday, and mid to upper 40s with increasing clouds Tuesday and a chance of rain showers by the end of the day. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.